homeowner habit that's been harmful to the financial health of millions.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Giotakis. We have long known all too well that the rush for second mortgages hurt a lot of us. Now we have an idea how much. A new survey finds 38% of homeowners who tapped their home equity with a loan are underwater on those second mortgages. Only 18% with just a single mortgage owe more than their house is worth. For more on this, let's turn to Anthony Sanders, a professor of real estate finance at Virginia's George Mason University. Good morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Does this data prove the phrase that we've heard a lot, that Americans used their houses as ATMs?
Yes, it does. But we knew this was happening. We just didn't know the magnitude of it until fairly recently.
Is it worrisome? Are homeowners with second mortgages more likely to, say, walk away from their houses than those with just one mortgage?
Once you know, for example, if you put 20% down on your home, housing prices go up 10%, and you go out and get a second mortgage or a HELOC, suddenly you have an enormous amount of spending ability. You get to go out and, you know, buy that new Ford F-150 or get a big screen TV, or, and then suddenly housing prices fall down. You are now so over-leveraged. So that's the situation we're in today, and it is going to lead to higher default rates.
Has the situation changed? Has the number of new second mortgages dropped since the housing bubble?
Credit has tightened up very hard. You know, second mortgages are very difficult to get relative to how they were. But the problem is we still have this big backlog of first liens with second mortgages behind them that are going into default. So there still is this wave of foreclosures still to come, which is going to drive down house prices even further.
Anthony Sanders is a professor of real estate finance at George Mason University. Thanks for your insights.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Psst, hey, you know the code? Those who staged a recent cyber attack had what amounts to the digital skeleton key. The data storage company EMC and its division RSA Security are offering to replace millions of electronic keys known as secure IDs after a breach at defense contractor Lockheed Martin last month. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Back in March, hackers stole data from the company that makes these keys, RSA Security. The scary part is that the keys are used by defense contractors like Lockheed Martin. RSA says that data was used in an attack on Lockheed Martin last month, and reports say it's not the only defense contractor to have been targeted. Roger Kay is president of Endpoint Technologies Associates, a market research firm.
What we do know about this, which is really bad news, is that people who are in the security business have been unable to keep their system from a breach, which says, if they're not safe, then who is?
Millions of government and corporate workers use secure IDs to log on to their computers. The devices generate an ever-changing passcode designed to be hacker-resistant. RSA is offering to replace the electronic keys for most of its customers. Kay says that will be expensive, but damage to the company's reputation could be worse. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Not quite so nervous today. Stocks in Frankfurt have bounced back 0.5%. In Paris, they're up 0.33%. London has nudged up a tiny fraction.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
When the daily deal site Groupon goes public soon, its founders are likely to become very rich. And here's why that's causing excitement in Chicago. Local startups are hoping some of that money will trickle down. From Chicago, here's WBEZ's Ashley Gross.
Tech entrepreneur Ashish Rangnekar unlocks a door in Groupon's sprawling headquarters in downtown Chicago. He's leading me to the office of Watermelon Express, his test prep software company.
And then we are here.
In this building, Watermelon Express is like a tiny barnacle stuck to the side of the Groupon battleship. It's an example of how Groupon is trying to help small companies like this one get their legs.
I would not want to be in any other city but Chicago right now.
Last year, Rangnekar met Groupon's founders, Eric Lefkofsky and Brad Keywell. They liked his idea so much, they decided to invest in it and give him office space. Rangnekar was one of 10 local entrepreneurs the Groupon founders backed with their $100 million venture capital fund, Lightbank. Groupon's IPO will almost certainly turn Lefkofsky, Keywell, and other Groupon executives into billionaires, and people in Chicago hope they'll plow even more money into local startups. That could help Chicago become less of a flyover city when it comes to tech. The Midwest has long trailed Silicon Valley, New York, and New England in venture capital deals. Steve Kaplan teaches entrepreneurship at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
We really haven't had a big winner where the winner has had people who are, you know, technology savvy who want to put money back in. So it's a big deal.
But despite all the excitement, few people expect Chicago to edge out Silicon Valley anytime soon. Bump Technologies makes apps for smartphones and got its start in Chicago. But Chief Executive David Lieb says the company concluded there weren't enough engineers and software developers here. So they set up headquarters in Mountain View, California.
For us, you know, we knew we had to hire a bunch of people. And being here in the Valley is really where all that technical talent is.
But Chicagoans are hoping Groupon's success will change that and seed the growth of what some here are calling Silicon Prairie. In Chicago, I'm Ashley Gross for Marketplace.
Finally, the city of Boston prides itself on the vintage gas lamps that started adorning its winding streets back in the early 1800s. Apparently, it's taken all this time for technology to catch up with itself. Seems Boston officials have just figured out they can save around $140,000 a year by not keeping the lanterns burning all day long. So they're going to install automatic igniters that will spark the gas lamps to life just at nightfall. In keeping with the conservation theme, these devices are even solar-powered. Didn't Paul Revere use solar-powered gas lamps? Fact check that, I'm pretty sure. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Chinese students are about to take the annual test that determines what college they'll attend, what career they'll choose, and how much they'll get paid. But does this kind of testing prepare them for a 21st century economy?
The education system and its inability to train analytical students is the biggest crisis facing China today.
I'm Tess Vigeland, China's educational drudgery, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.